Why do men pray? Is it only the last hope of getting what we want? When we fail to get it for ourselves. Yes and no. Maybe the only way we ever find out what we are, what our real self really wants, is by getting what we thought we wanted and finding that it weren't doing. The other side of that discovery is, of course, not getting what we demanded and then, later, finding that it would never have done. Yes, prayer is always answered. There's always a reply. But equally, no. Prayer is never a way of getting what I think I want. What returns does prayer show? None, if it is real prayer. For prayer is for growth. We can, therefore, never return to what we were, thank heaven. For we are growers. So prayer is a call, and it's answered by a call. We call up or we are called on. We're summoned, told to advance, to grow. That's the nerve of prayer, as prayer is the nerve of religion, a call. It is then the tonic dominant of all prayer. It runs through all these staunchless cries of humanity. Drawn from every race in every century, it is the cry of the human heart. It is man's special call, as the skylark's song, the nightingale's trill, the bay of the wolf, the cry of the seal, the roar of the lion. Human calls start there, with a naturally linked series of such cries, in which man's soul exclaims its need, its absurd inadequacy and its blindness, and yet its unconquerable hope, its transcendent desire. As the heart after the water brooks, so thirsteth my soul after thee, O God, the living God. When shall I come into thy presence?
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different. We can surmise, for instance, that these two great poles...
We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, for some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps. Cold and lonely, they whirled noiselessly through the black hole. Of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union, our sun, the heating system. And about this glowing gas bag, rotated the earth. A cat's eye among Maggie, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
I'm in it. Build it myself, and I love it.
I'm not sure.
Personally, I'm very pleased.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all right.
I can dig it.
How do I like the future?
Well, the future's not here yet, man.
It's smaller, but cleaner.
Right on.
I said live it or live with it.
Straight ahead.
Well, I think it has quite a great future in it.
It's electric.